We begin the current daf, Sechtes Gittin, daf Ayin Vav. We begin 3 lines down with the Tab of the Amud, where the Gemara continues with a quoting of Braisa that relates to the halacha mentioned in our Mishnah regarding when the husband says he's giving his wife a get, but on the condition that she either serves his father, even after the divorce, or that she nurses his son. So the Gemara quotes as follows, Tana Rabban, we learn the Braisa. If a husband tells his wife, Hariza Gittich, here, I'm giving you your get, Amanas, on the condition that you either serve my father for 2 years, even after the get, or that you nurse my son for 2 years. So says the Braisa, so even if she doesn't fulfill the condition, she doesn't serve his father, she doesn't nurse his son, it's still going to be a valid get. Why? Because he didn't tell her, Im tishamshi, im loy tishamshi. He didn't say that, oh, if you serve him, then it's going to be a get, and if you don't, then it won't be a get. Similarly, he didn't say, im taniki, if you nurse my child, then it'll be a get, v'im loy taniki, but if you don't nurse him, then it's not going to be a get. And therefore, since he didn't say both sides, that's not a valid tanai. You don't have to fulfill the stipulation, because the halachas of tanai, which are called tanai kafel, that has to be a double bind, is learned from the halachas of what we find in the Torah by Bnei Gad, Bnei Reuben, as we explained in the previous daf. So Divrei Meir, Meir holds that it's going to be valid, even if she doesn't fulfill the stipulation, because she doesn't have to. It wasn't a valid stipulation, because it didn't say the inverse of what's going to be if you don't fulfill the condition. But V'chachamayim, they disagree. They say, no, Niskayim HaTanai HaRezeket. If she fulfills the condition, she serves him for 2 years, she nurses the child for 2 years, then HaRezeket. Them loving the get, but if not, it's not a get because they disagree. They don't hold that we learn out from Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuben that you need to have a tanai kafel, and therefore just a regular one-sided tanai is a requirement to. Not Reb Shimon ben Gamliel Leimer, he says, "Ein lecha tanai b'ksuvim she'ein a kafel." Says you don't find in the Torah anywhere written that the condition shouldn't be a double bind type of a condition. And the Gemara is going to explain exactly now what's he talking about, as the Gemara explains. Ikeda Amrida, those that say, the Remeir Kamali, the Reb Shimon Gamliel was responding to Remeir. Ikeda Amrida, and those that say, the Rabbanu Kamalhu, that he was responding to the Rabban, as the Gemara explains. Ikeda Amrida, the Remeir Kamali, there are those who say, Reb Shimon Gamliel's statement when he said that, look throughout the Torah, you'll find every Tanai is a double bind Tanai. He was referring to Remeir that, Vahacha Kamali. And this is what he was telling to Remeir. He was saying, you cannot learn from the Tanai B'nai Gora B'nai Ruvain to require a tanai kafel for every halachas of tanoim of conditions of stipulations, because ein lecha tanai b'ksuv m'she'ein kafel says look throughout the Torah, says Reb Shimon Gamliel, you won't find anything written that has a condition that doesn't have both sides. For example, we have in Breishas Chav Dal that Avram Avinu said to Elazar, he says oz tenokei me'alasi, you fill my condition, then yes; if not, then not. So do we have in Bamidbar, hey, im shachav, if you lay, and im loy shachav, if you don't. Same thing in Yeshaya Aleph, im toivu vishmatim, im tamanu marisim. We always find, whenever there was a condition, we had both sides of it. Therefore, says Reb Shimon ben Gamliel to Reb Meir, v'havalu shnei kesuv ma'boim ke'echad, that fills into the category, what's called of, when you have two psukim teaching you the same halacha, then, v'chol shnei kesuv ma'boim ke'echad, im melamdin. I mean, it's not necessarily just two. In other words, if you have just one source, so obviously it's telling you a rule in general that you should learn from that. But if it's brought up again and again and again, why is it being brought up? Obviously, because these are all unique, you wouldn't know it from the first source. If you did, you wouldn't have to repeat again. So why is the Torah every time repeating the Tanai Kafel? Obviously, to tell you because generally you don't need that. You don't learn from there that it has to be Tanai Kafel. Because whenever there's a multiplicity of sources for the same concept, must be that we needed to tell you in these situations, that's when it is. And therefore, it says, Reb Shimon Gamliel to Reb Meir, you cannot learn from Bnei Gad Bnei Reuben, because throughout the Torah, it's Tanai Kafel. And that's having more than one pasuk teaching this concept, and then you can't learn from that concept. Now, the Ikadami, the Rabban, the Kamlu. But then there are those who interpreted that he was actually responding to the Rabbanan. V'hachi Kamlu, and this is what he was telling them. Says there is, look at throughout the Torah, you're never going to find the condition that doesn't have a double, and therefore what he was telling them is v'gamrinon minayu, and that is we do learn from them. Now why? Because although generally there is the halacha concept like the first version said, when you have shnei ksuv mabom ke'echad, you don't learn, but when there's a necessity why it says it, in other words, you're right. Really, we would have said just one pasuk. one source, and then we would have learned from there, which is what Reb Shimon Gamliel is telling to the Rabbanan, that we do learn from there. We learn that it has to be Tanai Kafel. So then why does it say throughout the Torah? That's because as the Gemara in Kedushin on Dav Samach Aleph on the Beis explains why you needed each, when you needed each one to tell you that halacha, then it's not a redundancy. So it's not a multiplicity. It's only because there's a necessity why we're saying that, and therefore there's no difficulty why it's not considered Shnei Kesuvim B'Avraham Ke'echad. And if it's not Shnei Kesuvim B'Avraham Ke'echad, then Reb Meir is correct, and that's what he's telling to the Rabbanan. What do you mean? Look at the Torah. The Torah tells us that it's not, it has to be Tanai Kafel, and therefore that's why, again, either he's disputing with Reb Meir, or he was responding and disputing under Rabbanan. That's this brisa, again related to the halacha of our Mishnah. But the Gemara says v'reminu. But there's a contradiction from a different brisa that seems to contradict this brisa. Because the brisa quotes similarly the same case. It says, harei zikitech, the husband says to his wife, this is your get. Amanas t'sham she'es abish t'eshanam, on the condition that you serve my father 2 years. Or amanas t'niki is benish t'eshanam, or that you nurse my son 2 years. So says the brisa, Mesa av oy mesa ben. If the father dies or the son dies, ain't no get. Divrei Meir. It's not going to be a get. That's the opinion of Meir. And now that seemingly contradicts the first brisa, which seemingly said that it should be a get because it wasn't a double bind. Meir said that even if you didn't fulfill the condition, because let's say the father died or the son died, so as our Mishnah said that when he says explicitly 2 years, even if there's a death, you didn't do the 2 years, so it's not going to be valid. So then, why is Reb Meir saying it's not going to be a get? It should be a get. Because yes, even though you did not fulfill the condition, but you don't have to because it wasn't double bind. The Chacham Ayrim, and they disagree, again, the opposite of the Chacham in the first Brisa, they say, Afa Pishaloy Niskayma Tanai. No, even though you did not fulfill the condition, Harei Zeget, it's going to be a get. Again, not like the way they said in the first Brisa. In the first Brisa, the Chacham said that it's not going to be a get. Again, because they don't need a Tanai Kafel, and here this woman's not fulfilling the Tanai, because the husband, the father, or the son is dying within the 2 years. Now, but the Chacham explained their reason why. Because the woman could tell the husband, Tenli avicha v'ashem shena, give me your father and I'll serve him. Tenli bincha v'anikena, give me your son and I'll nurse him. What do you want from me? I would do the 2 years, but they died. So therefore, the Chacham quoted as saying, so therefore it's a get because it's nothing on her end that she's not fulfilling. But either way, the Gemara says, Kashad Reb Meir, Reb Meir. We have a contradiction of Reb Meir, where again, as we explained, the difference being in the first Brisa, he says it is a get, and the second Brisa, he says it's not a get. And Kashad Rabbanan, Rabbanan. We have the contradiction in Rabbanan, where in the first Brisa, they say that it's not going to be a get, and the second Brisa, they say that it is going to be a get, seemingly the same type of a case, where she didn't fulfill the tonight. So the Gemara answers, Remeir, Remeir, Loi Kasha. Remeir is not a contradiction because Hassan, the first Brisa, was talking about, as we explained, as Remeir himself explains in that first Brisa, but the Loi Kafla Letanoi. It's because the condition was not doubled. So then it's not a condition, so therefore it's going to be a get because there's no Tanai here. Hachab the Kafla Letanoi. Here the second Brisa was talking about where they doubled the condition. Doubled the condition and you didn't fulfill it, even though you would like to, but you just didn't because they died within the 2 years, so then it's not going to be a get. Now, Rabban like Kasha and the Rabbanan's opinions are not a difficulty because, yes, like we saw in the first Brisa, they're going to consider it that it's not going to be a get if you don't fulfill the condition because they don't need a Tanai Kafel. But Man Chacham Dehocha, who's the Chacham, when it quotes, and the Chacham's opinion in the second Brisa that says it is going to be a get, is Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel here. It's Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel of our Mishnah, the Amma that he said, and then you really see that in the statement of these Chacham in this Brisa, that Kol HaKavah She'ein Hemena, anything that's withholding the fulfillment of the stipulation, that's not coming from her end, which that's the case over here, she says, I'll serve your father, I'll nurse your child, but they're dead, what do you want from me? Harei Zeh Get. That's going to be a valid get, because he holds that's not considered not fulfilling the stipulation. And again, therefore, that's the opinion of the Chacham over here. So it's not a contradiction of the Chacham in the first Brisa, because this Chacham is specifically referring to Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel. Now, the Gemara continues related to this halacha of making condition on the condition that you serve my father 2 years. So the Gemara segues in Tan Rabban Lina Brisa. Amala b'fnei shnayim. If he tells her in front of two people, Harizikitech, this is going to be your get. Same type of a case that we're discussing. That's why the Gemara brings in this brisa. On the condition that you serve my father for 2 years. Now, as Rashi explains, He didn't, at that point, give her the get in front of those two Edom. Because, as he says, had he given over the get to her at that moment, she would have been divorced right away, and she just has to fulfill that stipulation of serving his father for 2 years. And then he would not have been able to, as we'll see, that's part of this case, added another different stipulation. Rather, the case is talking about, he just told her this idea in front of these two witnesses, and he said, and that when I give you the get, that I'm only giving it to you based on this stipulation that I'm making up with you right now. But he didn't give her the get. So that's what he told her, on the condition that you serve my father 2 years. Now, because of Amal B'Fenesh Naim, then later he went and said to her again in front of two people, this is going to be a get, on the condition that you give me 200 zuz. And at that point, then he gave it to her. Says the Braisa, Loi Bitl Devi Ha'achin Esarishin. His later statement did not void and nullify his first statement. And that is that he's not coming to add on to the first statement, meaning he's not requiring both things, because or else he would have said that I'm adding on to the first condition that you also have to give me 200 zuz. He didn't say he's adding on. Moreover, neither is he uprooting the first condition from the fact that he didn't go in front of those witnesses and say that she doesn't have to do that to serve my father. So what is he telling her? It's not adding on, and neither is he uprooting the first one. Rather, what he's telling her is either one. Either do the first condition that I told you, which is to serve my father 2 years, or give me 200 zuz. He didn't say that. He just says at that later time when he was finally giving, he says, on the condition you give me 200 zuz, that's what he's ultimately saying, because if he was adding, he would have said additionally. If he was uprooting, he would have said to them, she doesn't have to do that. He didn't say that. So which one is it? It's either or. That's what he's coming to tell her. So therefore, Ratzasa Mishamsha, so if she wants to, she could serve his father for 2 years. Or Ratzasa Nisinis Limasayim Zuz, if she wants to, she could give him 200 Zuz. That's her options. Now, Aval Amar Lo B'Fenei Shnayim, but a different case, if let's say he tells her in front of two people, Harezi Gitach, this is going to be your get. Amanasha Titna Limasayim Zuz. That's the first thing he told her. On the condition that you give me 200 Zuz. Now, V'chaziv Amar Lo B'Fenei Shnayim, then later he went and told her in front of two people, Harezi Gitach Amanasha Titna Li Gimel Maye Zuz. He's going up now in price. He says that, no, on the condition that this is going to be a get, that you give me 300 zuz. So here, for sure, he's uprooting his original condition, because what does it mean? Either 200 or 300? Who's going to choose 300 when you can choose 200? So obviously, he's not giving an option over here. Rather, as the Bryce explains, bitl divrei achin es arishin. In this case, his later statement is coming to void the first statement. And therefore, she's obviously, if she wants this get to be a get, we'll have to give him 300 zuz. Now, moreover, says the Braisa, ve'ein echad min harishonim, ve'echad min acharonim mitzdarfin. You can't have, since we said there was two groups of witnesses, one that heard it the first time that he said, and then the second one when he finally gave it to her. So the Braisa is saying that we can't have one from the first group of witness and one from the second group of witnesses to create the requirements of to testify that this get has a tnai attached to it. Now, the reason being is because until we have two witnesses testifying the same condition, they can't go ahead and add that there is such a stipulation to the get, because the halacha is, there's a chazaka of the validity of this get from the witnesses who are signing the get itself. Now, they don't have the ability to uproot that by adding and saying, no, it's not a valid get necessarily unless she fulfills that tnai, who said. So if you have two witnesses who were there together and they said that this was the tnai that he said, so they can, two witnesses can uproot that. But to have one witness from one who, let's say he was the one of, as we'll see in the Gemara, that said that he said, oh, you have to serve my father. And then one who said, yeah, I know there's a tnai because he said you have to give me 200 zuz. They're testifying to two different things, and therefore they're not going to be able to combine. Actually, as the Gemara explains, it says, ahai. Which one of these halachas, there were two halachas mentioned in this brayso, so which one is it going on that you said that you can't have one of the first group of witnesses and one of the second one come to combine to then really uproot the validity of the get, which is really muchzik already by the two Edom signed on the get. So on that, the Gemara asks, Ilei Ma'aseifa, if we'd be going in the last case just mentioned, which seemingly from what's called Rehitas L'Shoyne, from just the flow of the brayso, it sounds like it is going in that case, but the Gemara asks, Harei Batal. It's obviously that you can't have one of the first witnesses join with one of the second witnesses, because even if the first witnesses both came together on their own, there would be nothing to them, because he already nullified, he already voided that first stipulation. So even if they testified, it wouldn't have any validity, that testimony to uproot the get, because he uprooted that. He went from 200 to 300, and we explained that 300 was uprooting the condition of 200. So Ella Aresha, rather, must be that this statement of the Braisa, this halacha, is going back on the Resha, when he was ultimately saying either or, either serve my father 2 years or give me 200 zuz. But that the Gemara still holds it's difficult because it's pretty obvious that they can't combine because, of course, they're saying two different things. How could they combine to uproot the validity of the get by saying, no, I was there. I saw him say that you have to do this. He's saying, no, I saw him say you have to do this. Oh, but you're saying different things. Why would we think that they can combine? So the Gemara says, Ma'adutem, we would have thought to say that since that what they're both saying a common denominator. They're both saying that the validity of the get is only if there's a fulfillment of a stipulation. So essentially, they are like one condition because kolik yumitanoi, any testimony that they're both testifying ultimately for the same purpose, that the get is only going to be valid with the fulfillment of a condition, so we would think mitzdarfin, that they could combine, because they're both saying that, yeah, there was a requirement over here. We know the get is definitely not kosher without a fulfillment of a tanai. That's what the Braisa is teaching, that no. Although there is a common denominator, but since they're both testifying regarding different tanoim, so they can't combine with the other one, and therefore, if let's say only one comes from one and one from the other, then we would say it's a get kasha, and she doesn't have to fulfill the tanai, because we need two edim to come ahead and say that we know that it's not necessarily a get kasha until she fulfills the stipulation of the tanai. Now the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, again continuing in the theme of the previous Mishnahs of almanas, of tanai, of conditions, stipulations that are added as an addendum to the execution of the get. So the Mishnah says, "Hariza gitich." If the husband tells his wife, "This is your get," im leibasi mikanat shleishim yom. If I don't come back within 30 days, now, but there's an added component over here, as the Mishnah says, it's not just not come back within 30 days. V'ha'yoheilich miYehuda leGalil. There was an important factor over here that he was saying that he's going from Yehuda to Galil. There's three areas in Eretz Yisrael. There's Judea, there's the Galilee, and there's Eibayard, and there's Transjordan. So he was going from Yehuda to the Galil. So says the Mishnah, Higila Antifras b'chazar, if he makes it to Antifras, which is the name of a place, and he comes back right away, batal tanoi. So essentially he has not fulfilled the condition, meaning the fulfillment of the condition would be that he didn't come back, then there would be a get. No, he has nullified the tanai, and therefore it's not going to be valid to create a divorce with that get. Now, this is even if at a later point in time he goes back to the Galil and he stays there for 30 days, which is the fulfillment of the Tanai, to then make it a get, it wouldn't be a get anymore. Because already he was mevatel the Tanai by coming back within 30 days. Now, as Rashi explains, the assumption of the Gemara initially, and that would be the interpretation of our Mishnah, is that Antifras is the beginning of the Galil. Now, that's from the beginning of his condition that he said that if I go to the Galil and I stay there for 30 days, then it'll be a get. Now, since he went there and he didn't stay there for 30 days, he went and came back right away. So that was mevatel the get because he came back. He went, and the whole condition was if you go and you stay there 30 days, then it'll be a get. But he went and came back. He didn't stay there 30 days, so it's not a get. Now, but let's say if he never made it to Antifras, and he came back, and then at a later point in time, he goes finally to the Galil, and he stays there for 30 days, then it would sound like, initially, from the Gemara's understanding of our Mishnah, that she would be Megureshes, because the 30-day quota was only going to start ticking only when he goes to the Galil. He's going from Yehuda to the Galil. So when I get to Galil, if I stay there 30 days, and I don't come back, then it's a get. But if he goes to the Galil and comes back, then it's not a get. But if he never went, then it doesn't start ticking yet. So there wasn't any yet deciding about if it's a get or not. So therefore, if he didn't go and he came back, but then he finally goes and stayed there 30 days, well, then it's going to be a valid get. So therefore, the reason being is because up until now, he hadn't gone yet and to create the delay. So therefore, but again, in the case of the Mishnah, the assumption is that since he went there and came back right away, so therefore, the Tanai is batal, meaning it's not going to be a valid get. Similarly, same case really in reverse, Hareza Gitech. Let's say he tells her, this is your get. Again, the same idea. It's just someone from the coming in the other direction. Says that if I don't come back within 30 days. Now, this guy was going from the Galil to Yehuda. V'igi l'kfar usnoi v'chazar, and he made it to this village usnoi, and he came back, sabotl tznoi. So that will be mevatel the tznai, it's not going to be a valid get. Now, again, the assumption is that kfar usnoi is the beginning of Yehuda, when you're coming from Galil to Yehuda. Now, so therefore he went to Yehuda, and he came back within 30 days. And so now you don't have any more the fulfillment of the tznai, and it's not going to be get to be able to use ever again, because he was mevatel the get. The get's validity was only going to be if he goes there and stays there, and he went and came back. Now, let's say similarly, if he says, Hariza Gitech, same idea, just going in a different direction. Let's say he says, this is your get, if I don't come back within 30 days. Now, this guy wasn't going from one part of Eretz Yisrael to another. He's actually going from Eretz Yisrael to overseas. He was leaving Eretz Yisrael. Now, he went to Akoy, and he came back. Now again, the assumption is that Akoy is in the beginning of Medina Siyam, in out of Eretz Yisrael. So he has nullified the Tanai again, because he went to Medina Siyam, didn't stay the 30 days and came back. So therefore, it's not a fulfillment of the condition for the get to be a get. Now the Mishnah concludes with a similar type of a case, but a different idea. Let's say the husband tells her, Hareza Gidach, this is your get, Kol Zman She'ever Mikineged Panayich Shleishim Yayim. That as long as I delay 30 days from when I left you, and I don't come back, so immediately it's going to be a get. But what he did was, he would go and come back, go and come back. But, says the Mishnah, since he didn't seclude himself with her, Hareza get is going to be a valid get, which the Gemara is going to ask, why? Wasn't part of the stipulation to say that if he's going to leave and not come back for 30 days, but this guy never left because he was going and coming, going and coming all the while within the 30 days. So the Gemara is going to have to address, so why was that a fulfillment of the Tanai and that it being a kosher get? But now the Gemara asked, on the assumption that we had in our interpretation of the first cases of the Mishnah. The Gemara says, Lememer, is that to say, Dan Tifres Begalil Havakaima? Again, based on how we had explained the Mishnah, it sounded like Dan Tifres was in Galil. That's why we explained that the guy who was going from Yehuda to Galil, and he says, look, if I go and I delay there for 30 days, it's not going to be a get. So he said, since he made it to the Galil, because he made it to Antifras, and he didn't stay there 30 days, he came back right away, so that's not a fulfillment of the Tanai. It's bottled Tanai, and that's why it's not a get. So the Gemara says, is that really so, that Antifras is in the Galil? But we have a contradiction for both Antifras and Kfar Usnoi, opposite of what we assumed. The Braisa says, Antifras be Yehuda. Antifras is in Yehuda, not Galil. And the Kfar Usnoi is be Galil in the Galil, not in Yehuda. Now, this is because actually Kfar Usnoi and Antifras are right near each other on the boundary of Yehuda and the Galil. This one's at the edge of Yehuda, and this one's the edge of the Galil. Now, therefore, someone who's going from Yehuda to the Galil, and he reaches Antifras and he comes back, the halacha should be not like our Mishnah. The Tanai should not be batal. Not like our Mishnah said the Tanai is batal. Why? Because he never made it to the Galil. Now, when he finally does go there, maybe at a later point in time, and he does delay the 30 days, it should be a get. Now, that's why when Rashi is explaining now the importance of why the Mishnah specifies when he's making this stipulation that he's saying that I'm going from Yehuda to the Galil, and that's why he said it, that's why the Mishnah is quoting it, is that you shouldn't start counting the 30 days only from the day when you finally get to the Galil. Now, moreover, let's say the other way, when you're going from the Galil to Yehuda, and you reach Kfar Usnoi and you come back, it should not be Mevatel the Tanai. This is part of the Gemara's question, because he didn't reach Yehuda yet. So that's one part of the contradiction that the Gemara is going to have to address. Now, we really don't understand the halacha of the Mishnah, because he never went there. And he's specifically saying that it's not just any 30 days, it's when I get there and I'm there 30 days, then it's going to be. So why is it Mevatel Tanai? He never ever went there. So moreover, Bein Tayim, the area between them, let's say someone's going from Yehuda to Galil, and he crossed over on Tifras, but he didn't get yet to Kfar Usnoi, he's in that middle ground, and he comes back with him 30 days. Now at a later point in time, then he goes back to the Galil and he does stay there for 30 days. So then the halacha is matil noisei l'chumra. Then that type of a person, we place the stringencies on him and we say that we're going to have to, since we don't know what that status is because you did pass the area that you were, but you didn't enter the other area, it's a gray area, is that part of Yehuda or Galil? So we say mugurashis, that on some level she is divorced, in other words, that now as a chumra she'll be invalid to marry a kohen, as a grusha is. And as we continue on to Amud Beis, But ve'ena megureshes. But out of stringency, we'll say that she's not divorced. In other words, she can't go ahead and get married to someone else with this get, because it's a suffix, it's a doubt. If it was batal, if this get was if it was nullified the first time that he went, because since he crossed on Tifras, so that's suffix if it's in the Galil, and therefore the get is batal because he came back right away within 30 days, or maybe that it's maybe actually still part of Yehuda. So he never actually got to the Galil, and therefore he wasn't mevatel the Tanai, and therefore the second time that he goes and he does the 30 days, then it is going to be a fulfillment of the get. So that's why if someone ends up going there and back and then finally going to the other area, since we don't know about that first time that he went, and because he came back right away, was that a bitl of the Tanai or was it not? So we're going to give her that doubtful status of megureshes v'en megureshes. Okay, but the primary question the Gemara is asking is from the first part, which now we really don't understand. It's the opposite of how we understood the mission in the first place, regarding when you're going from one place to the other and you reach Antifras or Kfar Snoi, you never really got to that other area. So why is it Tanai batal? So how do we understand the Mishnah? So Amar Abaye. Abaye says that actually you're right. The Brice is correct, not like how we had assumed, that Antifras is in Yehuda. But it's talking about the Trei Tanai Ka'amar La. There's actually two stipulations that he told her as follows. Imatina ligalil. He told her, first of all, look, if I make it to the Galil, immediately it's going to be a get, even if I don't delay the 30 days. He meaning he's going from Yehuda to Galil. He says, if I make it there, right away it's a get. Now, then he had another one. If I delay, in even just not getting to the Galil, if I delay on my journey 30 days and I don't come back, it should be a get, even if I don't make it to the Galil. Now, therefore, the understanding is as follows. Now we understand the halacha of the Mishnah. Higialan Tifras v'chazar. So if, as the Mishnah said, if he made it to Antifras and he comes back right away, so the Tanai is going to be batal, and it's not going to be a valid get anymore to utilize anymore. Why? So first of all, because deloy legalil mata, he didn't make it to the Galil. You're right. He didn't go to the Galil. He always stayed in Yehuda. Now, moreover, regarding the second Tanai, and he didn't delay for 30 days either, and that's why it's batal Tanai. That's why the Tanai is going to be batal. And even if it, at a later point in time, he's going to fulfill that Tanai, but, and this is how Rashi amends the understanding of the Gemara now for the halacha of the Mishnah, even if he didn't make the condition regarding that, in other words, because the Tanai really only was for the first time around. Not like we had assumed in the Havamina, we thought that, oh, okay, you didn't do it this time, as long as you weren't mevatelit, so then you could do it a second time. No, it's really only for the first time. He said, look, these two things, if I make it to Galil, if I delay 30 days, it's going to be a get. He never went to Galil, and he didn't delay 30 days. So therefore, and here it's not applicable anymore, going to Galil and delaying 30 days, which would say, okay, it never started ticking until you got there to be 30 days, because here it's not like that. Here it's only immediately right when you get to Galil, or any delay for 30 days. So since he didn't delay 30 days and he didn't get to Galil, so that's it. That's Mevatel Tanai. It's not a get anymore. Now, moreover, when he mentioned the Galil, again, as we're mending it now, he only mentioned it not for 30 days, but rather that immediately it should be a get when he gets there. Now, he never got there and he didn't delay. So now Rashi interprets the words of the Mishnah as follows to understand how Abaye is interpreting it. When the Mishnah said that he tells his wife, Harita Gitech, this is going to be a wife, this is going to be a get, Imloi Basi Mikan Vachleshim Yom, if I don't make it back within 30 days, that was in general. That was its own Tanai. From the time that I leave over here, it's going to start ticking. Now, when it adds on the next words in the Braisa of the Mishnah, Bahayahoylech Mehudal Galil, that he was going from Yehuda to Galil, that is a different Tanai. That he was being toiled to get, if he makes it to Galil, immediately it's going to be a get. Right away, those are the two different halachas. Now we understand how to read the Mishnah. You're right. It wasn't about because he got there and he didn't, and therefore it's a bitl because he came back right away. No, it's two different tanoim. He didn't fulfill it, and therefore it's not a get. Now the Gemara quotes the Mishnah that says, Hariza Gitech, if he says to his wife, this is your get, if I don't make it back within 30 days, and this is going back on the case where when he's going to Medina Siam, he's going overseas, and he made it to Akko, and then he came back. So ask the Gemaras. As Rashi explains, actually the Gemara's question is based on the same premise it had in the Havamina. It's not going on what Abaye just answered, because actually Abaye is going to answer the same thing for all the cases of the Mishnah. But the Gemara is still assuming, as it had in its question mode, Lememer de Akar b'Medina Sayam Kaim, is that saying that Akar is in overseas, it's out of Eretz Yisrael? And that's why, again, as we had assumed, that was how we interpreted the Mishnah, which is that it's for 30 days when he's overseas, and he went overseas, and then he came back within 30 days. That's why it's Batal Tznai. So you're saying, what, he made it there? He crossed the border, and that started the ticking of the 30 days? But Akar is not in Medina Siam. V'amar Rav Safra, but Rav Safra said, K'avimiftiri Rabbanim Adodi, when the rabbis would take leave of each other, in other words, the yeshiva bachrim, the people who learned in the Beis Medrash from overseas that would come to Eretz Yisrael to learn Torah, when they would go back home, so their friends, their study partners from Eretz Yisrael would escort them, and that is Ba'akar HaVimiftiri. They would escort them up until Akar, and from there they would take leave. Mishum de Aser, because it's forbidden for a ben Eretz Yisrael, for someone who lives in Eretz Yisrael, Lotzis Ma'aretz L'chutz La'aretz, to leave from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz. So we see that, but they went to Akar. So obviously Akar is part of Eretz Yisrael. So how do we understand the halacha? Why is it that if he made it to Akar and he comes back, it's batal tnai? Why? He never made it out of Eretz Yisrael for the clock to start ticking, that it should be a bitl of the tnai to be mevatel the get. It just never started. But when he goes at a later point in time, it should work. So the Gemara answers again the same type of answer. Omar Abaye, he says, trade tnai kamala. There was two conditions that he stipulated with her. First of all, imatin lamadin sayam, if I make it at all, if I cross the border overseas, la'alta lahavagita, immediately it's going to be a get. And then another one was imashtehina ba'urcha tlasayam, if I delay on my trip 30 days and I don't come back, no matter where I am, lahavagita, there should be a get. So that's what the Mishnah was saying. Higi la'akwe b'chazar, if he makes it to Akwe and he comes back, so first of all, deloy lamadin sayam, he didn't make it overseas. Didn't fulfill that tonight. And more of a village to you in Amishtoy and Tlas and Yemen, and neither did he delay for 30 days because he came back right away. So batal tonight. So therefore that was Mavatl, both of the conditions that were tonight in the get, which either one, if he does, it will be a valid get. And he didn't do either one of them. He didn't delay 30 days and he didn't make it to Medina Siam. And that's why our Mishnah says it's not going to be a valid get. Then the Mishnah concluded by saying, if he tells our Ariza Gitach, this is going to be your get, as long as I delay, if I don't see your face for 30 days. So then, said the Mishnah, if he was haylech abba, since he didn't seclude with her, it's going to be a get. So the Gemara wonders, as we alluded to the question, but he didn't leave for 30 consecutive days, because he went and came back, so why is it a get? So Amrav Huna qualifies, he says, my panecha, what did he mean when he says, I'm not going to see your face for 30 days? It actually was a reference to tashmish, to mad relations. Because he actually went by 30 days without having tashmish with her, because that's actually the words the Mishnah says, hoil v'loy nesiachrima, since he didn't seclude with her. He obviously can't have relations without secluding, and he didn't seclude. Now, v'amaykar l'panecha, so why did the Mishnah say the wording that he tells her that I'm not going to see your face for 30 days? It's actually lishna ma'al yinokad. It's a more appropriate euphemism for relations, which actually refers to the lower region, which is called the lower face. So that's why he says panecha, but it's actually a reference to tashmish, and he didn't have tashmish because he didn't seclude with her. That's why it's going to be a get. That's one interpretation. Rabbi Yechonam, he says, no, lo'ilam panecha mamish, truthfully is, it means to say your face. He says, I'm not going to see your face for 30 days. Now, then the question is obviously, but he did see her face because he went and came back, so why is it a valid get? So on that, Rabbi Yechonam says, you got to read precisely the words in the Mishnah. Mikutane harizu mugureshes? Does the Mishnah say, oh, so she's divorced? No, Hariza get ketani. All it says is that is a valid get, meaning the get did not become pasul. What does that mean? Why would we think it becomes pasul? It's coming to tell you, dula have a get yashan, that it's not going to be considered, quote in halacha, it's called a get yashan, an outdated, an old get. Now, why isn't it considered get yashan? Because he didn't, as the Mishnah says, why? Because he didn't seclude himself with her. Now, you're right, it's not going to be a get because he didn't leave for 30 days. But when he will fulfill that condition and leave for 30 days, then have a get, then it's going to be a get. You're right, now it's not a get because he didn't leave for 30 days. All it's saying is that you could one day fulfill it. Why? Why would we think not? Whenever he leaves for 30 days. No, you would think because there's a problem over here. There's a problem called get yashin. The problem with the get yashin is that when you write the get, and then possibly you secluded yourself with her, and then you give it, that's a problem, because then there was an interim period of when you wrote the get and when the execution actually was, and then if you secluded in the meantime, as we're going to see shortly, that's called a get yashin, that would make it, even if you fulfilled it tonight, not a kosher get. So that's only what the Mishnah is addressing. It's just saying that it's a get. It's not saying that she's mugureshes. It's a valid get. It's not a get yashin because he didn't seclude himself with her. So the Gemara says, Tani kapa seid Rabbi Yechon. We have a brisa that supports the opinion and his interpretation of our Mishnah. Because the brisa says, Hareza gita, a man tells his wife, this is your get. As long as I don't see your face for 30 days. And he was going and coming, going and coming. Didn't leave for 30 consecutive days. But says the brisa, since he didn't seclude himself with her, it's going to be a get. And that is the brisa specifically saying, like Harib Yechanan said, that's what really what we're addressing is, that we're not concerned for it being a get yashin. And again, because as we explained before, any time if a husband is secluded with his wife from the time that he wrote the get and when he gave the get, that is a problem. Why? Because the rabbi said such a get is going to be invalid because maybe people are going to say, oh, she was divorced before this child was conceived. How do they know? Because when the child's born, they go 9 months back and they say, wait a second, that means to say they had relations then and that's when she conceived him. But the get is written from like a month before that. So that means to say this is a mom's, this is a child that was born out of wedlock and whatever the problems that are associated with that. Truth is not. Truth is they were still married because he only gave it, although the date was written earlier, but he only gave it to her at a later point in time. So therefore, there is a problem of what's called a get yashin. If it's old, meaning you wrote it at an earlier time and you only gave it a later time, we're concerned because maybe that they secluded and they had relations and you're going to run into problems then because of the paternity of the child. But that's what the Bryce is explaining, which is the same thing as how Rabbi Yechanan says in our Mishnah, that in this case, it's going to be a kosher get. We won't invalidate it rabbinically because of the halach of get yashin. Shaharei loy nisyachrema, because we know he didn't seclude himself with her. So therefore, although yes, the execution wasn't yet, because there wasn't the fulfillment of the tanai yet, but when that will be fulfilled, then it's still going to be kosher because we didn't see him, we know that he didn't seclude himself with her. But the Gemara asks, Bavalech Hashemah, but we should be concerned that maybe when he came to her, that may be pious. Maybe actually within this time, he appeased her from the fight that they had amongst each other, and maybe he did seclude with her. Which actually, as Rashi interprets the Gemara's question, is that what our main concern over here is that maybe at a later point in time, the husband's going to contest and say, you know, actually, I know that there was a get that I gave her, and it was written at an earlier time, but actually, I actually appeased her, and we actually were intimate. Now, if that's the case, it's actually not going to be a kosher get, because then it is going to be a get yashin, because the rabbi said that's not valid. So we should be concerned that maybe he did appease her. How do we know? How do we know he didn't seclude with her? We're saying, oh, he didn't seclude. How do we know? Do we have witnesses who followed him for the 30 days? We don't. So therefore, maybe we should be concerned for that. But primarily in that concern is that because maybe he's going to claim that at a later point in time to contest that validity of the get. She's married with a new family. She's going to say, you know what? It wasn't really appropriate. It's not really true. We actually were intimate even after that it was written. So Amar Rav Bar Avuna, he says, Hachi Amar Abba Mori, this is what my father said, Mishmei de Rav, the name of Rav, that Ba'imer, it's where the husband says at the time when he makes this condition, he says, it's with this stipulation that I give it to her, that Nemenes Alai, that she should be believed to me in regards to any complaint or contesting that I'll have, like 100 witnesses, that as long as she says, Lay Mershalay Basi, she's believed to say that I did not come and I did not seclude with her and I did not appease her. And therefore, since he says that she's believed, so he's not going to be able to, he'll be embarrassed to make such a claim. And therefore, we don't have to be concerned that maybe he did that because he's not going to be believed. He gives her the faithfulness regarding this that he didn't seclude himself with her after he wrote it before the giving of the get. So therefore, that's the interpretation of Rabbi Yechanan in our Mishnah of what does it mean, panecha. It literally means to say the face. It doesn't mean it's a gerish. It just means it's a valid get. And like the Brisa supports this concept of that we're not concerned for a get yashin because he didn't seclude himself with her. And as Rav explained, why not? Because he says that she's believed and I'm not believed. Now, ikedemasni la mastina, those who say this last part of the Gemara's discussion of what Rav said in resolving, but why aren't we concerned that maybe he was mefayasar and maybe they were miyachid, which he said that no, because he says that she's believed and I'm not going to be believed, they learn it actually on the coming Mishnah. Which is, the coming Mishnah says, if the husband says to his wife, this is your get, mi'achshav, from now, imloy basi mikan vayod beis chaydish, if I don't make it back within the next 12 months, now umeis betoch yod beis chaydish, if he dies within the 12 months, hareiz a get. So then it's going to be a valid get because he didn't make it back because he died. So he didn't make it back within the next 12 months, and he said it should take effect from now, which was before he died. So it's a valid get. But the question the Gemara asks is v'leich Hashem apayis, but we should be concerned that, wait a second, yes, it was written, but it's only going to take effect then. Maybe he went and he, before he died, maybe he appeased her. And maybe they were intimate. And then you can run into the problem because the get was written back from then. The child was conceived at a later point in time. And we say that's called the get yashin. Because people are going to go back and say, wait a second. He divorced you at that date months before. And now the child was obviously not conceived until months later. And let's be concerned that maybe that's what happened. Maybe he was mefayasar. Because we don't know otherwise. So why are we saying such a get's going to be kasha? Amar Rabbi Bar Rav Huna, so that's where Rabbi Rav Huna says that Hachi Amar Abba Mori Mishmei Rav. This is what my father Rav Huna, who was a student of Rav, said in the name of Rav. But Aimer Neman Nesalites, where he says she's believed to me Leimer Shlei Basi to say that I didn't come, and therefore we're not concerned. Although there's a discrepancy in time over here, which is from when it was written, and then from the time later on where it didn't take effect until later, that maybe he was Mephiah, so we don't have to be concerned about that. So the Gemara explains, Man de Masin La Masnin, the one who learns it on the next Mishnah, so Kolshik and Abraisa. For sure they would learn Rav's interpretation on the halacha of the Braisa, and that is because since in the case of the Braisa, which was interpreting like the halacha of our Mishnah, not the coming Mishnah, but this past Mishnah, that he didn't come. So if we're saying over there that we're concerned that maybe he was, in other words, from the coming Mishnah. In the coming Mishnah, he didn't come. He said, if I don't come back within 12 months, and he never made it back, he actually died within 12 months, still we say, we have to be concerned that maybe he was Mephiasar. So on that, what Rav had to tell us that, no, he actually made a condition in the beginning that she's believed. So that interpretation would hold for sure regarding the halacha of the Braisa, where we know he was Halach Abba, where he was coming, and maybe he did seclude with her, because he was around town, and therefore, for sure, you would have to say Rav's interpretation of, oh, it's where he said that Nemen is alive. But, says the Gemara, Man de Masin la Braisa, the one in the first version, the one who said the halacha of Rav, on the Braisa, Aval Masnitin, but actually on the coming Mishnah, regarding the case of where he dies within 12 months, and we don't see him ever having even come back into town, there, we don't have to be concerned that maybe he was Mephiasa, that he appeased her. And that is, even if he did not go ahead and tell her at the time of making the stipulation that he believes her, still it's going to be a get, because halayasa, he didn't come to town. Well, we should start thinking up that maybe he flew in on a plane and he dropped. We didn't see him coming to town. So there, you don't have to even come on to the interpretation of Rav to answer the question of Shemim pious, maybe he's pious. No, we don't have to assume that if we saw him in town, like the case of the Braisa, okay, then that's a legitimate concern. That's where Rav would have to interpret and say, oh, well, he said Nemenus alive. But in the case of the coming Mishnah, you don't have to say that. Now, the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, which will quote this halacha that we just mentioned. Again, continuing the theme of the previous Mishnah is regarding stipulations of the get. So the Mishnah says, Hariza Gitech. The husband tells his wife, this is your get. Im lebasi mikan vadyod beis chaydish. If I don't make it back within the next 12 months, umeis betechid beis chaydish, and he dies within the next 12 months. So halacha is actually in this case, this is different than the case we quoted in the Gemara previously, which is going to be the next case of the Mishnah. Here, it's not going to be a valid get. Now, because unlike the next case of the Mishnah, he didn't say it should take effect me'achsha from now. He says, if I don't make it back within 12 months, then it's going to be a get. Now, that sounds like that it's only going to take effect after the 12 months. Now, the problem is he died within that time. And when you're dead, you can't give a get. So after 12 months, yeah, it would kick in then, but he's a dead person. And therefore, so although she's free to marry anyone anyway now, but let's say if her husband died without any children, she would have to do yibim. Unlike if she was a grusha, she wouldn't have to go through yibum. Now, however, says the Mishnah, let's say Hareza Gitach Me'achshav, let's say he tells her this you get from now, Im Lo Basa Mikan Vedod Beis Chodesh, if I don't make it back within 12 months, then retroactively it's really you get from now, Umeis Petech Yod Beis Chodesh, and then he dies within the 12 months, then Hareza Get. Then it's going to be a valid get. Because, yes, he didn't make it back within 12 months, and it's a get from when he was still alive, from Me'achshav. Now the Mishnah continues and says another case. Let's say he tells her, if I don't make it back within the next 12 months, then kisvu utenu get lishdei. And the wording, how he says, is very important over here. He says, if I don't make it back within the next 12 months, then write and give this get to my wife. Now, says the mission, if kasvu get betoch yud bischeidish, let's say they write the get within 12 months. V'nasnu lach yud bischeidish. Now, after 12 months, it doesn't come back. Then they give her the get. Einoi get. It's not going to be a valid get. Now, the reason being is because you have to hear the words that he said. So he first said, if I don't make it back within 12 months, then write and give a get to my wife. They didn't do that. They didn't listen to him. They wrote it even in the middle of the 12 months. Who gave you authority to write such a get? You can't write it without my authority. It's not my get. It's not written l'shma. And therefore, it's not going to be a valid get, even though they only gave it after the 12 months. Now, let's say he says, kisvu tenu get le'ishti. Let's say now the order is different. This is important. The first words that he says is, write and give a get to my wife. If I don't make it back within the next 12 months. Now, still the Tanna Kamma holds, if they write it within the 12 months, and they give it only after the 12 months, still the Tanna Kamma holds, and I guess it's not going to be a get, because he said, write and give it if I don't make it back within 12 months. So, sounds like that should only take effect after 12 months. You wrote it within the 12 months, not valid. But Rabbi Yisim Kazeget, Rabbi disagrees in this case, and he says, no, like this is going to be a valid get, as the Gemara will explain, similar to as we're explaining because of the Kisvu is now. That's going to be after 12 months, but the writing could be within. That's how Rabbi Yisim understands it. Now, the Mishnah continues and says, but let's say they listened to him. They Kisvu la'achar yod b'eschedish, they wrote it after the 12 months. And v'nosn la'achar yod b'eschedish, and they gave it after the 12 months. And umeis, and he died. So the Mishnah says it depends when he died. Im I get koyin lamisa, they wrote it appropriately and they gave it appropriately. And now if they gave the get to the woman koyin lamisa before he died, sorry is a get. So that's a valid get. They did the stipulations that he mandated. Now, but v'imisa kad meleget ain't a get. But if he ended up dying before they gave the get, then it's not going to be a get, as it was because ain't get lachamisa. You can't give the get, but nasa miyada when he's already dead. Now the Mishnah says, "V'im ein yidua," and if it's not known, we know that he died at that time when we were giving it, and we don't know who did it first. So zuhi sha'amr megureshet v'im megureshet. That's the eerie of halacha where we say that she's divorced and she's not divorced. It's a suffix, and therefore then she has the stringencies of both being a grusha and of not being a grusha. Now, however, although we start off the Mishnah by saying that if he says this is your get, if I don't make it back within 12 months, it's not going to be a get. Because he didn't say me'achshav, and by that point in time he was already dead within the 12 months, and enge lachamisa. But the Gemara quotes Tanu Lutin Abraisa, that Rabbi Seinu Hiti Ruhu Linase, our rabbis permitted such a woman to get married, even though he didn't say me'achshav, that it should take effect from that right now. It's as if he said it should take effect from right now. Because generally we assume that it is from right now. Why? So the Gemara explains, Man Rabbi Seinu, who's our teachers that said that it's permitted, unlike our mission that said it's not a get? So Amar Bihuda Meshmul, he says it's Beidina de Shor Mishchitz, the rabbinical court that permitted the oil of non-Jews, which is a reference to Rabbi Huda Nisiya, who is not to be confused with Rabbi Huda Hanasi. He was at the times in the ages of the Amiram. He was the grandson of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, who was known as Rabbi Huda Hanasi. As the Gemara explains and shows that in Masechet Zavei Dezar Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. So why did they say it's permitted? Because Savri Law Kerebyesi, they hold that Kerebyesi, who is mentioned in Baba Basra and Kofla Lamed Vav Manav, which we mentioned on previous stuff. For example, in the case of someone writes that he's giving all his properties to his son after he dies. So the Tanna Kamma holds, you have to write Mehayyoy Melachamisa. You have to write that from today and after that you die. Whereas Kerebyesi says, no, you don't have to write Mehayyoy. Why? Because the Amr, he says, Zmani Shal Shtar Mechichalab. The dating of the document is proof that you want it to be from now. Meaning, because why do you write a date in the document? Because you want them to know that there is something that's taking effect right now. But you said la'achar misa, so what's the point in knowing a date right now? Oh, the date is to say that from today, I'm giving him the property itself. You own the property. I don't want your brother to split the inheritance with you. It's your land. But the produce, I want to survive. I'm living in another whatever how many years. So the utility and the produce and the outgrowths, that I'm going to have, and that you'll get after I die. So Rabbi Yisi holds, Zman Shoshtar is Mechichalav. So even if you don't say Me'achshav, it is like Me'achshav. That's why Rabbi Huda Nisiya said that even in that case, when you didn't say Me'achshav, it's going to be a get, because it will be from now. So even though he died 6 months later before the 12 months was up, it's not then that it takes effect after 12 months. It's actually taking effect right now. Now, Amr Ba'aba Bered Reb Chia Ba'aba Amr B'yechnan, he said, Rabbi Huda Nisiya, who we're discussing, Benoi Shal Rabbi Gamliel Bar Rebbe, who was the son of Rabbi Gamliel, who was the son of Rebbe, meaning the son of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, so Rabbi Yehuda Nasi was a grandson of Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, he was Haira. He taught this halacha that the woman should be permitted, it should be a valid get. But he said, but all his assembly, all his supports, all his colleagues did not support him. The Amrila, some say not kol siyate, but kol sha'aitai, with a shin, that all his time, meaning all his life, the other rabbis did not agree to him, meaning rather they held like the halacha of our Mishnah that it's not a get. Now, the Gemara continues, and Omali Rabbi Lazar lahu saba. Rabbi Lazar said to this elderly person, he said, kisha rituha, when they permitted, meaning the court of Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, that they permitted such a woman, even though there was no me'akshav, they permitted her to get married, la'alta shirituha, did they permit her right away, when they heard the husband died, which was, let's say, 6 months into that stipulation, even before the 12 months was up, did they at that point in time say already, oh, you can go get married to someone else? Or only after 12 months was up, did they permit her to get married to someone else? As the Gemara explains the question. Do we say la'alta shiritua that immediately she can go get married to someone else? The holy hussy. Because we know he's definitely not going to be coming back within the next 12 months. He's dead. And therefore, we know that there's a fulfillment of the condition over here. It just didn't tick out the clock yet. But we know that you don't have to wait. As long as you knew if there's some way to know the future that he's not making back within 12 months, it's already a get from now. Because again, they hold like Rabbi Yasi that it's mi'achshav. So why wait the 12 months? Right away he can get married. Or maybe la'acha yud beschayde shiritu. Maybe that they only permit her to get married after 12 months, because the ha'i kaim lo tanoi. Because really, only then that yes, you know what's going to be, but still the clock didn't finish ticking yet. It's only then that the condition is fulfilled after 12 months. If it didn't come back, then it's a valid get, and then she can get married to someone else. So what was it? Was it right away, or was it only after the 12 months? That was the question he posed him. Now the Gemara asks on Rabbi Loz's question. Gemara wonders, why does he ask on Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, but v'tibayile, let Rabbi Elazar have asked it also on our Masnit, not on our Mishnah? Our Mishnah said, me'achshav im le'basi mekan v'yad beis chaydish, the second case of the Mishnah. If he says, from now, if I don't make it back within 12 months, then it's going to be a get from now. U'meis b'tech yad beis chaydish, and he dies within the 12 months, says the Mishnah, is a get. Why didn't you ask the question over there? Is it la'alta hava? Is it immediately a get? Because it's retroactive and he's not going to be coming back. Da'ala asi, he's not coming. Maybe only after 12 months, though he came late tonight, because it's only then that the condition is fulfilled. Now, the reason why that's better to ask for our Mishnah, because that's going according to everybody. Why did Rabbi Elazar have to ask that elderly person only in something that's a machlikis between the Yehuda Nasiya and the Chacham of our Mishnah? Our Mishnah says actually that case, when you don't say me'achshav, it's not a valid get in the first place. So why ask him when Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya said that such a woman is permitted, was it right away or only after 12 months? It's the same question regarding the next case of Mishnah, and that's something that everybody agrees to. So the Gemara says, yes, and the Chanami, that it's totally correct that Rabbi Elazar could have asked the question on our Mishnah. Now, but the reason why when he asked that elderly person, specifically according to the opinion of Rabbi Seinu, who are hitiru l'nasi, even in such a case of not me'ashav, is a mishum dehava bahu maisa. It's because that elderly person that was asking, he was there. He was one of those rabbis that were there when they permitted such a woman in the court of Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, and he could answer, and he knows all the details because he was there. He would know, how did they permit her? Was it immediately that you permitted such a woman? Only after the 12 months. But you're right, says the Gemara, if he would have just been what's called clearing the kasha, just asking the question in the base medrash, or asking some other rabbi, of course, he would have asked it on the case of our Mishnah of Me'achshav, because that would have been a legitimate question according to everybody. He asked him specifically in that case because he was actually there. He was one of the rabbis that were counted, and that was his question: is it Me'achshav, or is it only after the 12 months are done? Only then is when the condition is fulfilled, and then she can go ahead and get married to someone else.